Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. You can expect some changes in the Boston City Council in the new year, changes in both its makeup and its focus. It follows this year's City Council elections and some defeats for Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. WBUR's Simone Rios covers city politics for us and joins us now to look back and look forward. Hi, Simone.
Good morning, Bob.
We'll get to Mayor Marty Walsh in a moment. Let's start with the city council. In a city government that really revolves around the mayor, there are sometimes limits on what the council can accomplish, but it was a pretty busy year for the council. So what were a few of the major moves made by the Boston City Council?
One that comes to mind in recent weeks is the council voting to send a home rule petition to the State House that would allow the body to impose up to a 2% fee on real estate transfers. That money would go to affordable housing. The city now spends in the area of $50 million to fund affordable housing, and a 2% fee on deals over $2 million would effectively quadruple what the city spends on affordable housing. Advocates say this could be a game changer as the city looks to address the housing shortage. I should note that this is something Mayor Walsh is strongly supporting. Another effort from the council that comes to mind is cannabis equity. Under the leadership of Councillor Kim Janey, the council voted to create a cannabis board to oversee the approval process for marijuana businesses in Boston. The proposal also requires half of Boston's marijuana licenses go to companies from communities affected by the war on drugs.
Simone, let me ask about changes coming to the council itself, because there are new faces coming on board.
That's right. I mean, the first thing is that we're going to have a majority minority and majority female city council for the first time in the 200-year history of the Boston City Council. One of the main changes is the addition of Ricardo Arroyo replacing Tim McCarthy in the district seat over in Roslindale, Hyde Park, and Mattapan, and then Liz Breeden replacing Mark Siomo. Now that these two relatively conservative councillors are out, Boston will probably have the most progressive council in memory. This puts more pressure on Mayor Walsh to move further to the left on a host of issues.
Well, let me ask about Mayor Walsh. He experienced some political setbacks this last year.
Yeah, you know, the first big blow that I'd talk about is the loss of Alejandra St. Guillen at the city council at large race. After a lengthy recall process, lost the election by just one vote. She was endorsed by Walsh, and the person who ended up winning, Julia Mejia, was not. There were also convictions in the Boston Calling case, you'll recall. There was the Zoning Board of Appeals corruption fiasco. You know, these were not Walsh appointees involved, but the wrongdoing did happen under his watch. Another fun fact is Boston became known as the city with the worst traffic congestion in the country.
Probably not something we want to be known for, but Mayor Walsh also had some big wins this past year, Simone.
Yeah, no doubt. You look at the financial, the economic situation that the city's in, the continued strong credit rating, development really continuing to happen at a peak rate. You know, I asked the mayor's office to give me some of their accomplishments, and at the top of that list for this past year, the mayor cites the largest Boston public schools budget ever, with a $15 million investment in what they call high-quality pre-kindergarten for every four-year-old in the city. And also progress on the housing front. This is key. The administration says 31,000 units of housing have been permitted over the last 5 years as part of Walsh's goal to build 69,000 units by 2030. Critics say a lot more needs to be done to meet the demand for housing, but several of the incoming city councilors say they want to really zero in on the council's focus on housing this year. And, you know, it looks like they will likely have a partner in the mayor.
Look ahead politically for Mayor Walsh for us, if you would. He's not up for re-election until 2021, but many observers are keeping their eyes on one city councilor and wondering whether she could be a challenger and how she'll work with the mayor in the next year, given that. And that is City Councilor Michelle Wu. Tell us about her apparent growing popularity.
So Wu was the top vote getter in this year's city council elections, and that's for a second consecutive time. And with Ayanna Pressley now in Congress, that made Wu arguably the most prominent member of the city council. And she's also going to face an even more friendly council with the seats vacated by two relatively conservative counselors. So look for Wu to continue her ascendancy this coming year, and maybe even a run for higher office.
Which could mean, Simone, challenging Boston Mayor Marty Walsh down the road.
Yeah, and that's definitely something we'll be looking out for.
WBUR's Simone Rios, thanks a lot for being with us. Happy New Year.
Thanks very much, Bob. You too.